My special guest in studio is responsible for more than 30,000 staff across Australia, servicing around 9 million customers. Ross McEwan is the CEO of National Australia Bank, and it's a great pleasure to have him here in the studio. Ross, welcome to the King Review.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be up here in Cairns.
Well, welcome to the Far North. We've put on beautiful weather for you this week. First up, you're at an advanced Cairns breakfast this week, so you've got a good handle on what's happening. But from a national perspective, talk to me about your views on where we're at in the economy, but also throw it forward. Where are we headed for the rest of 2021?
Well, it's been a very diverse year that we've all come through with. Started off with fires, then we've gone into COVID. Now we're heading into some floods. But the economy actually has stood up very, very well with great support from both federal and state parliaments and governments. It's coming out of it very, very quickly. And we're seeing that manifest in many ways, house prices just being one of them. There's a lot of money in the system at the moment, and people are trying to find a return. So the economy is returning much faster than any of us thought would have been the case probably 12 months ago.
And that's the exact point, isn't it? Particularly here, even here in Cairns, reliant on tourism, which we know continues to face incredibly tough times. But are you surprised by how buoyant the economy appears to be?
Yes, I am, and I think many of us were surprised how quickly Australia has come out of what was a very trying time, and even in recessionary times. But we've got to give thanks to the governments. I mean, the federal government has put so far something like about 140 to 150 billion into the economy, with about another 100 million to come. So that has certainly helped in a big way. And businesses lent in, and big business in particular, but the regulators, the Reserve Bank, it's been, as they describe it, a real Team Australia effort to come through.
I had Kate Carnell, the Australian Small Business Ombudsman, on the show a couple of weeks ago. She was fairly critical about, you mentioned there, the feds have done a huge amount of heavy lifting to get us to this point. But Kate was fairly critical of state governments, particularly Queensland government, feeling that they hadn't done enough. They hadn't done or matched on scale to what the feds have done. Any thoughts on whether states, and you're obviously based NAB headquarters in Melbourne, Victoria has done a little bit more in terms of that per capita spending for support. Any thoughts there on the state's level of support?
Well, again, I think the states have really leant into this as much as they possibly can at this point in time, and they've got big programs, particularly around infrastructure. And when I say infrastructure, it's not just the physical shovel-ready activity, it's also around technology infrastructure. So I think that the states have, in my mind, done a very good job, and we've got to be very careful we don't overheat this economy with everybody leaning in all at the same time. But there's a lot more work to be done over the next couple of years.
Well, that's the exact next point. We've got to this point where we're surprised by how things are travelling. But in your view, Ross, what needs to happen now to continue and just ensure that nice, steady revival?
Well, what's in the last 12 months has been putting money into the consumers' hands to hopefully asking them to go and spend some money, even though they've been in lockdown. And that has happened. What we now need to move away from is that consumption-led economy. We need to start getting some of these big projects up and running. And that will get the next level of work and employment going and put more money into economies for the long term. So I think that's the piece that businesses need to get behind, just as the federal government and the state governments are getting behind these programs. Big business and small businesses need to lead this recovery, because it will be a business-led recovery from here on in. So we've all got our part to play on this.
And just on the states then, you were critical late last year about, not so much critical, but you were really calling for a national approach to state border closures. They've obviously had a devastating impact here in Far North Queensland in terms of tourism, in terms of the traveller confidence. Has there been any more update? Are you aware from that sort of much more of a coordinated national approach to these lockdowns and border closures?
Well, I certainly have been calling for a much, much more coordinated approach, because what we need most is around certainty, that if I'm going to book a holiday in 3 months' time, that I've got a very good chance of being able to take that holiday. And more people have found that they've booked the holiday, they've been caught up in another close down, be it for a week or 2 weeks, haven't been able to fulfil, so they're just staying around home. We need people travelling around Australia. We need them in places like far north Queensland. We need them in Cairns. We need them to feel comfortable when I book my ticket, I can get there, which needs a national approach to, instead of this state approach of locking things down.
Now, NAB is the biggest business bank in Australia. What are your customers telling you? And we just leave tourism to the side for the moment. You have a lot of tourism clients, no doubt, here in far north Queensland, but what are you hearing from customers? NAB, like all the big banks, had the deferral, the loan deferral, which I think is now ended. What are they telling you?
Well, first off, we are the largest business bank, and we did a lot of deferral of business and personal customers. The great thing is that the vast majority, like 95% of those customers, are back paying again. So they're back.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
It was much better than we ever thought, and I think it does go back to my comments earlier that the federal and state governments have done a great job of getting business back going again, and people are in good shape. But it's not even. You were set up here in far north Queensland, and international tourism is just at zero. So those industries or those businesses impacted are very much impacted. But it's not uniform. There'll be other tourist pieces that where people can't travel overseas anymore. They're going to more local tourism. So you're seeing regional Australia doing very, very well. So it's patchy. But I do see great hope for Australia recovering very strongly over the next 2 years because of the way that we've handled COVID and the health issues and also the economic issues are showing this is a great place to live.
In terms of, we turn to real estate now, and across the nation, of course, property market is on fire, really, and Cairns is no exception. I was talking with some real estate agents last week who just cannot believe how many contracts they're signing. They can't sign contracts fast enough. There are some concerns in some quarters that we are headed for a bit of a property bubble or the bubble to be burst. Interest rates remain at record lows. The Reserve Bank governor has said that he won't look to increase interest rates until there's some movement on wages. From NAB's point of view, how are you seeing the property market?
Well, it is certainly a much stronger property market across Australia. There are, again, pockets that are weaker. You know, if you've got an apartment, central Melbourne at the moment, without any students and without people in the city, it's more problematic. But you get further and further out and into regional and rural Australia, it's the prices have gone up. Looking at prices just in this local area have been static or going backwards for quite some time, but right now they're on the rise. There is something like 90% increase in home building consents being given. You're struggling to find a plot of land to build a house, let alone find a house to build, find a builder. So you're seeing a big resurgence in building going on, particularly in rural Australia. And that's got to be good. I don't see it as overheated at this point in time. Interest rates are low. According to the Reserve Bank, they're going to stay low for quite some time. One of the interesting things to put out to all listeners, when interest rates are low, take the opportunity to pay down your mortgage as much as you can, because the vast amount of money that you're putting in is going into your principal. And I think take the opportunity. I know that sounds strange coming from a banker.
Good advice.
But I think that's the advice we should be giving to people. Low interest rates, pay down your debts as much as you possibly can, and build some resilience into your own personal balance sheet.
Now, I said there in the intro around 30,000 staff. Many of them, of course, are in retail banking. You had the boss of Aldi Supermarkets question this week about the COVID vaccine. Would the company consider making that vaccine mandatory for those front or public-facing staff? Of course, Alan Joyce, I think late last year, from Qantas floated the idea that perhaps a vaccine may be required for travel, certainly international travel. Any thoughts from your point of view from NAB, particularly for those retail staff around the COVID vaccine?
Well, first off, I'd encourage our staff to get the vaccine jab, for their own safety and the safety of their families at home. And I'll certainly be lining up for my jab as soon as it's available. And I've also offered that, we'll make our workplace available if they wanted to bring the specialist in to do the vaccine jabs at work. I'd make it very available, our big buildings. And I think we just got to get to that phase where the vast majority of Australians have had the vaccine, so we can get back to business as usual and not have what we were talking about before, the lockdowns, state by state or even by city, and get back to as much normality. We also need to free up Australia to take tourists and immigrants back into this country as quickly as we possibly can as well to keep the economy moving. So, look, I'm a one for getting the vaccine. Let's get on with it. And I'll be certainly encouraging all of my colleagues at work to be doing the same.
But no consideration at this point to make it mandatory for certain staff?
I don't think I need to at this point in time. Let's see how the rollout goes. I think the vast majority of people want it and will make themselves available. And we need to get to that critical mass.
So talking of staff, there's a big push in Cairns at the moment around, can we attract population? Can we attract people, a capital city evacuees, I think as demographer Bernard Salt calls them? Can Cairns attract those people? We have an incredible lifestyle. We have an international airport for connectivity. Can we attract people from Melbourne and Sydney and even Brisbane to come and live and work remotely? From NAB's point of view, such a huge workforce across the nation, no doubt there are elements and parts of the bank that could work from anywhere. Your thoughts in terms of a company policy about that, if someone in Melbourne or Sydney says, look, I want to move the family to paradise in tropical North Queensland, they can do that remotely in terms of technology. Your thoughts on something like that?
Well, what we've seen over the last 12 months is our colleagues are much more flexible in where they work. We're trialling at the moment in South Australia, just out of Adelaide, 130 new bankers who will not be attired to any building whatsoever. They'll actually be operating from home. And that is a trial. And these are bankers that be on the phones or on the computer doing operational and banking work on our behalf and customers. So we're trialling that away from any centre whatsoever. And it relies on us getting the training and development right. But that then opens up for areas such as far north Queensland to attract people to do the job. Right now we're looking for colleagues to come on up here in banking and banking associate roles here in Cairns. And we can train and develop them. So I think we've seen the nexus of this. We must be in an office all day, broken. I'd expect to see 2 or 3 days a week working from a work location versus the same period of time from home. And I think our colleagues have proved they do an amazing job on behalf of customers, no matter where they are. But the piece I like about the office is the camaraderie, the building of a culture, the training and development, the expertise of senior people that are in the office can help the more juniors coming in. But flexibility is here, and we shouldn't deny it. It's coming, and we've proved that it works.
What could a city like Cairns do in that space? Obviously, I think every regional city in Australia has this same idea in mind where they want to grow their population. But any thoughts on what can a city like, what selling points do we need, whether it's to corporate leaders such as yourself, whether it's to, you know, the general public, the workers themselves? What can Cairns do to really get in front of these people?
Well, first off, people need to know about Cairns. They need to come up here and visit and spend some time on holiday. So start there, attracting people to the region for the magnificent scenery and tourist attractions you've got up here. Start there. I was in the cab coming back from the airport last night, and I said to the driver, you know, how long you been here? 7 years. He said, I came up on holiday and I stayed.
That's a very common refrain.
It is, and you can see it but I think people, you have to connect them with this region, and they get up here and realise what a spectacular place it is. And then business builds from there. And, you know, and businesses like us are quite happy to have colleagues working from our Cairns area and the further north in Queensland. But people need to know about it. And it's not so much we've got to attract them to it. And at the moment, as I said, we've got jobs up here. We'd love to attract people into them from outside the region.
In terms of, you've been the CEO of NAB since 2019, incredibly high-pressured job, pretty relentless, I would imagine. From a personal point of view, you know, how do you cope with that level? Particularly, obviously, you came in at a time, as you said, we had bushfires and then straight into the pandemic. I guess from a personal point of view, you know, how do you look after yourself? How do you deal with that level of relentless stress?
Well, first off, I wasn't quite expecting a pandemic no. when I arrived, and this is the great thing about Australia. You never know what's coming next. As you say, you start with a fire in the last week, the devastation of the floods that are going on. But this is Australia. This is the great things about it and the terrible things about it all come into mix and to make it an amazing country. You do need to look after yourself. And I say to my colleagues, look, I expect 5 good days out of you, but the other 2 are yours. Mm. And if that's a weekend, I expect you to have some time with your family and your friends. Mm. So you come back to work on what is your Monday or whenever your 5 days start, so you're refreshed.
Mm. As CEO, do you do that though?
I religiously try to do exactly that. That, you know, I'd like to finish on a Friday night, and I'm quite happy to stick around at work till it's finished, and then try and have 2 days off. It's not always the case when you're the CEO of a business and your mind never stops. Mm. But I'm pretty good on the physical, exercise and the walk around the block every night and spend the time with my family, which is really, really important to everybody.
And a basketball player, I understand. Met your wife also
playing basketball at university, yes.
So, of course, you're in Cairns, so you must tell listeners that you're a Cairns Taipans fan.
I'm very happy to be a Cairns Taipans fan. But
not the Breakers.
I was going to say the Breakers from New Zealand do reasonably well, but still love the sport. Yeah. I'm a sports nut. My wife and I love getting to sporting events. We're great, obviously, being New Zealanders, All Black supporters, and we've been watching with great anticipation the America's Cup that's been going on. So sport is what we love at the weekends as well.
Ross McEwan, there's so much that we could talk to you about. I really appreciate it. You've got an absolutely jam-packed schedule here in Cairns. And I think it's fantastic for our region to have corporate leaders such as yourself on the ground, hearing from business people, hearing from your customers and your staff. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Really appreciate you being in studio today.
Thank you very much for having me. And it's a delight to be here. I will be back.